To the Rescue, narrated by Sabine, for Cubido, in collaboration with Sega. Strangers, by Lars Huvisgaard. I wait for you to open the door, excited. You sent me out several hours ago, telling me not to return before 9 o'clock that evening, and not to wash or shave. The front door opens, but you've switched off the light, so all I can see is the outline of your body before you pull me inside and shut the door. It's pitch black. You hold me in your arms and give me a kiss. You smell wonderful and tell me to stand completely still. Then you take out a sponge bag, and before I know it, you've tied a blindfold over my eyes. I want to protest, but you shush me up and tell me to relax. You grab my hands and lead them over your body, letting them glide over you from top to bottom. I'm slightly taken aback when I realize you're wearing only a bra, suspenders, panties, and nylon stockings. Now you move away from me, and I hear you opening the door to the living room. You take my hand and tell me to follow you, quietly and calmly. You tell me that I'm going to do everything you tell me to without protesting. I'm pretty sure I know what awaits, but in my naivety, I agree. You stop me somewhere in the middle of the living room. You're well prepared, you make me say. It's really warm in here. You tell me to stand still with my arms and legs slightly apart. Soon, I feel your hands start to open my shirt, then my trousers, then my socks, and finally my pants. I'm standing in the middle of the living room, completely naked, shivering in excitement and anticipation for your next move. It's not a long wait. You run my arms up over my head and tie my hands together with a solid leather belt before hanging them from a hook you fixed to the ceiling. My member is standing proudly to attention now, and I'm starting to get very, very turned on. But I can't work out what you have in mind, and so I wait excitedly. You walk around me, stroking me gently and giving me a wonderful kiss on the mouth. I hear you move away from me and sit on the sofa. Finally, you ask me, "Is there anything you fancy right now, Lars?" I want everything, so that's exactly what I say. Everything. "Right now," you ask. "Yes." In a calm and considered voice, you say that, unfortunately, you don't have time for that right now. You need to have your own needs taken care of first. You don't say anything more, but I hear the sofa creaking slightly. I think you're lying down now. I can hear you stroking and caressing yourself. Soon the sounds become more rhythmic. You're moaning slightly, and I'm sure you've got your fingers in your panties. Hearing it turns me on even more. But wait. Hang on a second. You don't moan like that. No, now you're moaning very softly. But was that also you I heard just a moment ago? I strain to listen with all my senses. Is there someone with you? Is it just the two of us in the room, or not? I hear it again, a delicate groaning, and I'm convinced that it's not you. From the sofa comes the unmistakable sounds of clothes being removed, and now I can hear you kissing someone.